Finally today, for many people, this Christmas will be a tough one, and that means that charities are working harder than ever during the festive season. The good news is there are people out there putting food and a bit of cheer on people's tables tomorrow and beyond. David Sparks has more.
Reverend Bill Cruz has been putting on Christmas lunch for the needy for decades. But this year, social distancing rules mean his foundation won't be able to hold its usual gathering in the Sydney suburb of Ashfield.
Well, this Christmas Day, it's going to look a lot different. Normally, we have a big celebration and we have 900 people at a time. We get about 2,000 people come and eat with us. This year, we've had to make the whole thing COVID safe. We're still expecting the 2,000-odd meals. A lot of them we're delivering to individual people who are disabled.
COVID rules mean there'll only be seating for around 20 people this year, so those places will be reserved for people with the most serious disabilities. But for others, they'll be able to queue up in a safe way, be entertained by jugglers, and pick up a takeaway Christmas lunch.
There'll be social distancing, so people come, get a meal, and it's a really good meal in an environmentally friendly pack. They'll get ham and chicken and choices of salads and potato salad, all of that sort of stuff, Christmas pudding and custard and ice cream, all of that, and a present. Everybody gets a present, children especially. So it'll be as usual but different.
COVID-19 means charities face a logistical challenge this year. Reverend Simon Hansford is moderator of the Uniting Church in New South Wales and the ACT. He says charities are trying to keep everyone safe from the virus while still delivering desperately needed services.
The Uniting Church, like many churches, has a whole range of congregations from the small to the very large that are providing service to people in the community who would either go lonely or hungry or both this Christmas. So our Uniting Social Justice Arm is providing food for aged care folk, people who have mental health issues, a whole range of people across the community. And they're going to be trying to do that in a way that attends particularly to the COVID issue.
Meanwhile, there's the question of how to come up with enough food to meet the Christmas demand. Brianna Casey is Chief Executive of Food Bank Australia, which usually distributes around 42 million kilograms of food to charities each year. That equates to around 75 million meals. But demand has been much higher than that this year, and they're preparing to support many more people this Christmas.
Food Bank has seen extraordinary demand right throughout this year when we rolled from bushfires into the pandemic, and we know that Christmas is traditionally our busiest time of year. What we weren't sure of is what Christmas this year would look like compared to previous years. But what we've seen is our charities, and we distribute food to 2,400 charities nationally, they're anticipating a 45% increase in the number of people that they're going to see this Christmas compared to this time last year, which is just incredible demand on top of what has been really quite extraordinary growth in demand for food relief this year. So for food bank warehouses right across the country, we have been incredibly busy over the last few weeks making sure we have everything that our charities need.
In Sydney, Reverend Bill Cruz is hoping tomorrow's Christmas lunch will be a memorable day after what has been a difficult year for so many.
My worry is people will feel they're neglected on Christmas Day. And why we're doing this is as much symbolic as anything to say you are not forgotten.
That's how people feel, isn't it? People feel alone,
yes,
don't they?
They feel so alone. And you can make up for some of that. That's why I said months and months ago that we, no matter what, whatever the rules are, we will have Christmas here so people won't feel they're neglected on the day.
And you've done it.
Yeah. We've done it, and we've done it with a tick of the health department.
That's Reverend Bill Cruz ending that report from David Sparks.